In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The language of three recall petitions targeting two city officials in New Buffalo has been approved by the Berrien County Election Commission. The Berrien County Clerk's Office says the petitions seek the recall of Mayor John Humphrey and Councilman Brian Flanagan. They state that the two should be recalled for voting in favor of an ordinance to prohibit short-term rental properties in R1, R2, and R3 zoning districts. Additional recall petitions filed against the mayor said he should be recalled for instructing a police officer to remove an individual while she was speaking during her allotted time in the public comments section of a meeting. Six petitions were initially filed, but the petitioner withdrew three. They had identical language to the other three, only were handwritten instead of typed. Now that the Election Commission has approved the language, the two officials have 10 days to appeal. The collection of signatures to force an election could then begin. Pawpaw Public Schools will be seeing some improvements now that voters have approved a building proposal on the ballot on Tuesday. Superintendent Rick Rio tells us the district had two proposals on the ballot, one that will raise $47.5 million and another that would have raised $15 million. Voters said no to the smaller one, but yes to the bigger one.
That include flooring replacement, roof replacements, mechanical equipment replacements, and those types of things. So we did a pretty comprehensive facilities study a few years back and determined where we had needs. So that was all included in Proposal 1.
It also includes an early childhood education facility and a program, a high school cafeteria expansion, a STEM room, improvements to the baseball field and tennis courts, and more gym space.
We were able to put together that proposal without a tax increase. We are extending out our current levy now to generate that $47.5 million.
Had Proposal 2 also passed, Rio says it would have increased taxes, likely explaining why voters said no. He says he understands now would be a difficult time to ask for an increase. Still, Rio says the passage of Proposal 1 will mean improvements at virtually every district building. The work will be done over 5 years. Lake Michigan College has honored Spectrum Health Lakeland CEO Lauren Hamill with its highest honor, the Bernard C. Ratty Distinguished Service Award. Dr. Hamill received it at LMC's commencement on May 1st. College Board of Trustees Secretary Mary Jo Tomasini tells us Hamill has been a big LMC supporter.
He has done so much for the college. He's been a crucial partner in shaping the LMC Health Sciences Department curriculum and the strategies that we have to meet real-world needs in the healthcare industry.
Tomasini notes Spectrum Health Lakeland and LMC have a natural relationship given the college's healthcare programs.
They employ many of our health sciences students. They have been instrumental in helping us with the health science department. We've been able to maintain state-of-the-art equipment and training for LMC students.
As head of Spectrum Health Lakeland, Hamill leads care delivery for three hospitals, 53 outpatient locations, telehealth initiatives, and more than 500 independent affiliated and employed physicians in Southwest Michigan. Tomasini says Hamill delivered a recorded message at the commencement, urging Lake Michigan College graduates to stay in Southwest Michigan and contribute to their community. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.